This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Now, Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio brings you prescribed listening from our trusted contributors at the Ontario Pharmacists Association.
Welcome back. How many medications do you take? A large percentage of people over 65 take five or more prescription drugs each day. And if you take three or more, you qualify for a meds check, and that is a one-on-one appointment with your pharmacist to go over all the drugs, make sure that you're getting the most from them. And you also want to make sure that they're not causing any interactions. And maybe you no longer need to be on all those pills. These are important things to review periodically. It's important for your health. So I am with our trusted contributor, Dean Miller from the Ontario Pharmacists Association. Let me give the numbers out because he will take your calls about this and whatever else you want to ask him about. 416-360-0740, toll-free 1-866-740-4740. Hi, Dean.
Hi, Libby. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
So what do you want to tell us about a meds check? Because it's not just a matter of being on three or more drugs. There are other criteria.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, for the audience out there, I mean, this is probably the worst kept secret in pharmacy. I mean, it's something that has been around now for almost 10 years. But a lot of people don't know that the pharmacist can actually sit down with you, spend 20 to 30 minutes on talk about all your medications and your vitamins and your natural health products, or even, you know, first aid or almost anything. And all pharmacists are very capable of doing it. And there's a protocol to do it. So you're going to walk away with a nice report about all your medications. And hopefully at the end of it, your pharmacist will be able to uncover, especially if you're on multiple medications, one or two gems that you can walk away with to kind of say, wow, I didn't know that before, and now I know it now. So as you said, there's it's a program offered here in Ontario. And plus there's also been a few changes to MedCheck, specialized MedCheck for diabetes, or if your parents or yourself are in a retirement home or long-term care facility. So there's a number of different options around MedCheck as well.
Well, you can even get a MedCheck at home if you can't get to your pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. And a lot of people don't realize that, you know, it's just a simple ask of your pharmacist and they'll come out to your home. And, you know, maybe it's not convenient for you to kind of clean out your entire medicine cabinet and bring that with you, because that is one of the asks that the pharmacist will say. They'll say, well, bring all your medications, including, you know, anything that you take that, you know, is over the counter or something, you know, even the stuff that you sometimes think, well, that won't matter, bring that along as well. But the pharmacist absolutely can come out to your home and do this this check for you and your family.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, you mentioned the things where you're thinking that won't matter, because I'm sure that people wouldn't necessarily think to bring their supplements or their vitamins or anything like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of different, one of the reasons that MedCheck was created in the first place was to really identify those issues that happen between medication to medication, or medication to vitamins, or medication to natural health products, you know, or over-the-counter stuff that you might be taking for a cold or upset stomach. You know, so they all matter, and they all, you know, the pharmacist can advise you on all of those. And a lot of people just never think of that stuff, but it's very, very real and very, very important.
I think we just had this conversation about interactions between or among so-called natural health products and prescription drugs, and really most people don't even think about it.
Yeah, no, and there I mean, if you look on the shelves of a pharmacy today versus 20 years ago, you see all this stuff that you never even saw 20 years ago. And now there's, you know, claims for all of this, you know, different meds and natural health products that, you know, they'll make a claim for arthritis or you know, cardiovascular health. So there's all these new products out there, and it's, you know, it's tough. It's really tough for the regular consumer to kind of make some sense of it. So another good opportunity for a meds check that a lot of people never really even think about. And, you know, the other thing is, I think you said something very key in sort of the, as we were introducing the topic, is deprescribing or taking away medications. So often, like, people just, you know, they'll take medication and they'll go back to the doctor because it didn't work. They'll start something new, but they won't eliminate what was originally prescribed, and that's a big problem as well. So,
yeah, and some of those meds can make you sleepy, make you prone to falls. So it's really worth looking at. Let's hear from Marcia. Hello, Marcia.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Marcia.
Thank you. Hello. I just wanted to just confirm. So you said on average, people like 65 and over are on 5 prescription medications or greater than that, right? Is that correct?
It's not quite on average. I think that the numbers that I saw, that people in their 60s, 25% are on 5 or more, and older than that, it's up to about 50%. Dean, do I have those numbers right?
You're almost spot on, Libby, with your numbers. And once you get to be 80 and above, you know, the number jumps again, you know, up to 6 or 7. So, and that's average. So, you know, there are some people that are on, believe it or not, 10, 12, even more.
And of course, the more meds you're on, the greater the likelihood that you're going to have an adverse reaction.
Right, right.
Well, I'm 65, and I just find that statistic, like, there's only one word I have on my mind right now, and that's unbelievable.
Are you, yes. Do you take any medication?
None. Zero.
Good for you.
Nada.
Well, you're gonna put us out of business, Martha.
Well, that's what you just said. It's a business.
Well, you know what?
Hold on. Doctors are trained to prescribe.
Yeah, you're 100% right.
Even sure if they're trained to, but a lot of it is that when patients go in to see the doctor, they expect to leave with a prescription, and that's kind of a hard habit to break. So I think it goes on both sides, Marcia.
Well, and maybe just speaking of statistics, I mean, compared to 20 years ago, the good news is the problem's getting better. So there was an expectation that people would take or get a medication on a prescription when they went to the doctor. Now, through a number of different things, I mean, the medications today are better as well, and a lot of them are combination products that you only take once a day. So you know, the number of prescriptions out there, you know, is falling. So you know, that there's a number of reasons why you know, people don't take prescriptions or don't have as many prescriptions. But, you know, we're talking today about those real complex patients that, you know, you're a rarity at 65 not having any medications, which is great.
A great rarity. Marcia, thanks for your call.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to Victor in Burlington. Hello, Victor.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call, Libby.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay, dear. I'm just curious, I keep seeing this ad on the TV of this HGH medicine, and I'm wondering whether or not it's a scam or whether it works or whatever.
You're talking about human growth hormone?
Yes.
And where did you see that advertised?
Well, I see it on, just watch the TV, I don't know, in the mornings.
Okay, Dean.
We could have a whole show on this, but human growth hormone, you know, I mean, it is a prescription item. It's an injectable. It is used for, kids that have, mostly in kids with, that have, you know, growth issues. There's a few other conditions that they use it for, but you know, all of a sudden, mostly because of Hollywood, about, you know, 20 years ago, it became sort of the flavor. You know, by using human growth hormone, you know, it would make a more youthful appearance, and, you know, people would regrow hair and get rid of wrinkles and all kinds of things. So there was a lot of claims made for it, and as a result, what's popped up on TV is these supplements and things that are supposed to mimic human growth hormone. Now, you know, you always have to, you know, some of the claims that are made on TV, you have to take it with a grain of salt, but the real human growth hormone is certainly proven to, you know, help kids with growth-related issues and that sort of thing too, you know, help them, you know, especially in their early years.
Yeah, so. but it's not going to make you look 25.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. I've never seen anybody sort of that was in the latter part of life regain that the skin tone and everything else that goes along with being 25. But they claim it anyways.
Okay, thanks for that, Victor.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we have to take a quick break, but we will be back with more from Dean Miller, our trusted contributor from the Ontario Pharmacists Association. We'll be taking more of your calls and your questions for him. The numbers, 416-360-0740, toll-free, 1-866-740-4740. And do let us know, are you on multiple medications? Do you think it might be time to review it, or are you comfortable with the number of drugs that you are on? We'll be right back.
Now, Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio brings you prescribed listening from our trusted contributors at the Ontario Pharmacists Association.
Welcome back. I am here. We're talking with our trusted contributor from the Ontario Pharmacists Association, Dean Miller. We're talking about MedsCheck. We're talking about people who are on a number of different medications and why it is important to go over that. And it's also important to count in there the vitamins and supplements and so-called natural products that you're taking, because it all goes into the mix. These things can interact together, and it is really important to review them. Also, maybe you're on something you don't need to be on anymore, so why put it into your body? I'm going to go right to the phones. We've got Ida in Mississauga. Hello, Ida.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Pretty good. Just a quick tip for your listeners. I keep a list that I do on my computer of all my meds. The pharmacy, I use only one pharmacy. He does everything. I name the med, what it's for, who my doctor is that prescribes it. I go to the same family doctor, but I have been... We got over the pancreatic crisis, but now we're going through a gallbladder crisis. So I have anxiety disorder, so I have meds for that. And the list includes all my vitamins, and I have several copies on hand with me. And even my dentist has a copy of it.
And how many meds are you taking?
Oh, this is Facebook. No, I knew you would ask me that.
Yes? Oh, you don't want to answer?
No.
Okay. Dean?
Well, because I have, you know, Libby, I have various issues. So, like, they're all legit, you know.
Well, I'm sure they're like all legit.
Cholesterol and thyroid and high blood pressure and then my panic anxiety disorder, you know. So, amongst them all, there are a few. Some I don't have to take every day. Some are as needed. And then my vitamins that I have to take daily.
Have you ever gone over it with your pharmacist?
Oh, yes, yes. And my doctor, too. Actually, with my doctor, I'll typically say, do I have to be on such and such? And she'll say yes and answer why. Or if, in fact, I'm on a head med and I feel it's not working, we'll bump that off and we'll try another one. So we're trying to find the right mix here.
Okay.
And my pharmacist is, he's very good. I could ask him anything and everything.
Dean, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, you know, Ida, unlike, like, our very first caller talked about being 65 and being on no medications, you know, unfortunately, you have to be on a number of them, and you seem like the perfect candidate. It sounds like you've got yourself a good pharmacist as well, and you've already been through the process of MedCheck. But that's exactly the type of you're exactly the type of patient that, you know, can benefit from this. And you know, you do a good job with tracking it on your own. For those that don't, I mean, that's part of the process with MedCheck, is that, you know, the pharmacist can produce a report off the computer, which medications you're taking, you know, make some recommendations so that when you go to your next doctor's appointment, you know, you might be able to go. And because a lot of people, you know, they get a little intimidated going into the doctor's office and discussing their medications and even suggesting a change. And
that's, or even remembering
well.
What you're on.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, medications have
tough.
Long names, so it's very handy. My dentist was very impressed when I gave her the list.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to have my other patients do this.
Well, yeah, it's all very important, and sometimes people are on things so long they forget why they're on those. Ida, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Ellen in London. Hello, Ellen.
Hello. I'm currently at a gas station en route to see my daughter at Emerge. Is there a way? My daughter is there for the side effects of drugs that they're about to give her more of. How do you deal with something like that? We have tried to have drugs put by her family doctor on file that aren't good for her. She's on a lot of pain meds. She has cerebral palsy, and she has nerve damage in both of her legs from surgery.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's been a shame, but her worst problem has not been the pain she's in. It's been the side effects of the drugs that they give her. And there's a lot of antidepressants that are given, also used as pain meds, and sometimes they do mix these up. The pain meds tend to keep you awake and keep you from sleep. And there are a lot of side effects alone from just not sleeping well.
Oh, yeah.
And she's basically in hospital right now for reasons she shouldn't be there for, and she's about to be treated, and I can't stop it. I've been on the phone with Emerge on the side of the highway three times on this trip to get to her. She's at university.
Is she over 18?
Yes, she is, and we've talked many times about me having, you know, signing authority, only because if they dope her up too much, she now can't speak for herself. But that's not even the problem. Even her speaking for herself right now, her side effects are real, and I'd love to talk to Dean Miller or whoever it is on the side. Right now, she needs the help that they're giving her.
Yep.
Verbally, not drug-wise. She needs to actually be taken off of these drugs. She had her meds changed recently because the pain meds, over long periods of time, stopped working for you, and she had to change them. She hasn't slept since, and she came home at Christmas and had to take an extra week. She just needed to regroup and sleep. But if she goes to an Emerge because she's fried because of lack of sleep, and that makes you feel down, and then they're giving her these pain meds that make you feel down, now you can't do your schoolwork. I'm almost 100% when I get there, they will have drugged her.
Ellen,
I'm just going to let Dean respond because I'm sorry we're running out of time. Sorry to hear your story, and I hope you can resolve it. Dean answer.
Yeah, Ellen, I have two suggestions for you, and you know, one is so if you have a good existing relationship with your pharmacist who you trust to give you good advice. The part of this whole process that we're talking about today is deprescribing or taking away medications that either are duplicates one's going to interact with another or increase the effects of another. And quite truthfully, what you're describing is often a problem with people with very complex medication regimens, like if you have like cerebral palsy. The other thing is, you know, there exists consultant pharmacists out there, and we don't talk about them on the show very much, but you know, through, you know, your pharmacist, that you can probably get hooked up with some of these people, and often they practice in hospital pharmacy settings. That is another way, you know, if the pharmacist doesn't feel capable of helping you, you know, with a very, very complex regimen, there are people out there that you know, just like doctors referring to other doctors, it's, you know, pharmacists can refer to other pharmacists, consulting pharmacists, to in order to you know,
hopefully come up with some really great suggestions. The meds check at home that we talked about in the early stages of this, where the pharmacist can come to your home, is often the ideal setting for something like that. You know, pharmacist comes to your home, spend some time, it's not rushed, you know, it's private. You know, that's a suggestion that I think I would probably take advantage of.
Okay, Dean, that sounds like great advice. That's all the time we have. Sorry to the people we couldn't take all of your calls. Free for All Friday is coming up, and of course, we will have our next session with a trusted contributor from the Ontario Pharmacists Association a week today, next Thursday. So, Dean, thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks, Libby.
Okay, I just want to make a program note before we hit traffic. I was talking about how I am not on Facebook, even though I have an account and there are thousands of people there who want to get in touch with me. I am, however, on Instagram and Twitter, and we promote the show, we talk about what's going on with the show, we have some pictures, and that's a good place if you want to follow and get a handle on those things, though I have to say Instagram is owned by Facebook. Haven't had any problems with it, so it's just Libby's Nimer, so please follow me on Instagram and Twitter. The show also has its own handle, that's at Fight Back Libby. You can also follow along there, and we will be following all these topics, I think, for a long time to come. Right now, we break for traffic and news.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.